Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Bernie Sanders says he's feeling, quote, very well after a heart attack took him off the campaign trail. He'll be among the Democratic candidates at tonight's fourth presidential debate, where health and age are topics that are likely to come up. All of the front runners in the 2020 race are in their 70s, including President Donald Trump. And in this election cycle so far, age has been a major topic.
America's always been considered a young and hungry country. But for the first time, our political stage is being dominated by candidates in their 70s.
But the current frontrunners are the oldest candidates in the race. Can you be too old to be president?
Former Vice President Joe Biden was the target of many attacks, even on his experience, let's call it.
So you didn't want to say age?
I didn't want to say age.
To get a better look at the significance of aging and the ability to lead, we're joined by geriatric doctor Louise Aronson. She's the author of Elderhood, Redefining Aging, Transforming Medicine, and Reimagining Life. Dr. Aronson, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start with Bernie Sanders. He's been recovering at home in Vermont since his heart attack. You're a doctor. How concerned should we be about a presidential candidate having a heart attack?
I think we should be concerned. I'm a geriatrician. I'm all for people as they age doing whatever they can do. But having a heart attack puts you at risk for more heart attacks, for heart failure, for death. And running for president is hugely stressful. The hours, the grueling, the stress hormones, which really aren't good for a healing heart. I don't think this has to do so much with his age as with his health status. And that is one of the key points about candidates of any age. Health might matter more than age.
I want to play you a clip of Jimmy Carter. He, at 95 years old, is the oldest living president, former president, and he's calling for a presidential age limit.
I hope it's an age limit. You know, if I were just 80 years old, if I was 15 years younger, I don't believe I could undertake the duties that I experienced when I was president.
Mm. Dr. Aronson, do you believe this is true? Is an 80-year-old incapable of being president?
No, although not every 80-year-old is capable of being president. So one of the fascinating things about people in elderhood is the tremendous variability. If you take one 2-year-old, absent some catastrophic condition, they're all pretty much the same worldwide. That is not true of 80-year-olds. So you can have 80-year-olds who are gravely debilitated. You can have 80-year-olds who are hugely fit and functional. In geriatrics, we tend to look at an amalgam of things. What health conditions does the person have? Obviously, it's hugely different if you've had a major stroke versus if you need a little thyroid replacement, for example. We look at functional status. How far and fast can you walk? How nimble is your mind? And all these things vary tremendously. So it's harder in old age to use the age per se. Although I have to agree with Jimmy Carter, and I do think there's a point at which the chances you will function adequately for such a grueling job do go down because we become more tired as we get into advanced old age.
You know, I'm thinking about how our population is really aging rapidly, and it's reshaping our workforce. Americans over 65 have become the fastest growing working group in the U.S. I'm really curious from you, do you feel like our popular perception has kept up, where we need to do that work to keep up to what is happening in our environment, in our world, regarding folks who are working and living longer?
I love that question. I do think what's happening now with elderhood is that the extra decades of life that the 20th century's medicine and public health gave us are really taking place in elderhood. So there is this whole new phase in which people might not do the same work they did in adulthood, but want to and can be absolutely engaged. So it's an exciting phase, and I think we do need to culturally catch up with the fact that it's absolutely legitimate to be a person in your 70s and doing all sorts of things, and in your 80s too. Just because it's new doesn't mean it's wrong or impossible.
Presidential candidate Joe Biden, he touts himself. He says there are many upsides to having a president who's older, namely their extensive experience. Others say older Americans may be out of touch with the U.S. population, especially when they're talking about things like record players, which Joe Biden did in the last debate. You work with elderly Americans every day. Do you think that this perception that they're out of touch is a fair one?
Well, I think it's a little age bias. So they're in touch with, you know, one segment of the population. But I think you could argue that a younger candidate who can't speak to things that the older candidates are thinking about and doing is out of touch with them. I think when we say out of touch, we are saying that a certain segment of the population, a certain age band, is the norm. So to say you're out of touch is to say you're in a different group. And when we make different bad, I think we're in trouble. You know, and I also think for the president, no one person can know everything you need to know to be a president. So one of the key attributes, whether this person is young or old, would be to have really good advisors of different age groups so that they're in touch with multiple segments of the population.
That's geriatric Dr. Louise Aronson, author of Elderhood, Redefining Aging, Transforming Medicine, Reimagining Life. Thank you, doctor, for joining us.
Thanks for having me.